Welcome to 5-Minute Mythstoria from thelocalmythstorian.com. Bite-sized chunks of curious history from Cheshire, Staffordshire and Derbyshire. And a little series I thought I'd share with you while I'm working on the next phase of the project. I'm not entirely sure that you can ever become truly lost in Peak District, Derbyshire, as there is something of interest to be found in virtually every twist and turn of its winding country roads. And indeed, my happening upon the Tideswell Church of St. John the Baptist, and therefore this wonderfully odd story from its history, was a direct result of once getting lost or diverted on a journey between Buxton and Castleton. Tideswell today is a real gem of the Peak District and is firmly in the picture postcard territory that tourists and hikers so enjoy. But its peaceful setting and aura of quaint Britishness betray the fact that during the Middle Ages, Tideswell was one of Derbyshire's most bustling and on occasion troublesome towns. Tideswell's medieval lead miners were noted for their strength and aptitude for fighting. They are reputed to have featured in military bands present throughout the Hundred Years' War, and indeed the altar tomb of Sir Sampson Meverell, who served in the chain of command during the Siege of Orleans, is present within the church today. Tideswell was well known too. King Edward I visited several times during the 13th century, and King Edward III too was fond of the place. All of this noteworthiness I discovered later had helped make sense of the main thing that struck me that day. Tideswell is beautiful, yes, but it's small. Why then does it have a church so great that it's known as the Cathedral of the Peak? It was while inquiring for an answer to that very question that I came across a story that I want to share here. During the 11th century, the church had been granted to Lenton Priory in Nottinghamshire by the local landowners, the Peverells, only to find itself caught up in the subsequent drama that came with William Peverell the Younger being found to be on the wrong side of history during the civil war known as the Anarchy. The fallout from the war saw the Peverells' land seized by the Crown and then handed to the Dean of Lichfield Cathedral. As a result, this began a dispute between Lenton Priory and Lichfield Cathedral that would rage on for 300 years. It was during this period in the year 1250 that the dispute turned nasty at the local level, with a band of armed monks from Lenton Priory recorded as storming into Tideswell to steal the town's wool and lambs. Big business in 13th century England. However, the Dean of Lichfield was a wily character, and his spies had informed him that such an attack would be forthcoming, and as a result, ordered the town's wool supplies and lamb stock to be kept safe inside the church. Nevertheless, the monks of Lenton were undeterred by any sense of sanctuary rights in the church, and they broke in, slaughtering most of the lambs inside and carrying off the rest back to the priory. Tideswell made international headlines as a result, with Pope Innocent IV himself having cause to directly intervene. The building in which all of this took place was the far earlier, smaller Norman church that was replaced during the 1300s with the inspiring work of stone we see today. The building of the cathedral in the 14th century is a period that directly corresponds with the timeline of crown interest in the town. And it's tempting to conclude, therefore, that it was an event such as the slaughtering of the lambs that, rather than impacting the town's burgeoning economy, actually served to put Tideswell firmly on the radar of the medieval powers that be. The slaughtering of the lambs at Tideswell may well be little more than a curious aside in the overall scheme of Derbyshire history, but it's a story I would never have come across unless the scale of the church in the town struck me as being odd. In itself, that was a basic reminder of a lesson for me, showing how historical buildings of grandeur that at first seem somewhat out of place can often signpost the prominence once bestowed onto their surrounding settlements. And grandeur is a fitting noun for St. John's, something which I think is attested to best in the work created by the Reverend Richard Randall during the early 19th century in his Churches and Chapels in the County of Derby, where he states that the church in Tideswell is, without exception, the most perfect and beautiful specimen of pointed architecture to be found in the county, or perhaps in any other parish of the entire kingdom. Undoubtedly, it's a fair assessment of a lasting testament to a hidden aspect of Derbyshire heritage. 5-Minute Mythstoria is presented and researched by me, Eli Lewis Lysett. And if you enjoy it, perhaps you'll sign up at thelocalmythstorian.com, where you'll find all kinds of stuff to do with the curious local histories and folklore of Cheshire, Derbyshire and Staffordshire.